Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, by the last line on Zayin Amud Aleph, Gufa. So the Gemara had said, we mentioned the idea that a Sukkah needs to have three walls. It's two regular halachic walls. The way we paskin is that it has to be seven tefachim. And then the third wall could be even just a tefach. However, the Gemara said it on Shabbos, on Sukkot, that falls on Shabbos, so that's an exception to the rule. And there, even though normally we need two full walls and then the third wall to be a tefach, on Sukkot, which falls on Shabbos, you only need, it's okay to have two walls that are parallel with each other, like a mavui mafulish, and then to have a lechi by one of the walls, because migud and on Shabbos, such a thing is mutter, so too for the Sukkot, meaning such a thing on Shabbos creates a rishas yachid, so migud and on Shabbos it creates a rishas yachid. So on Sukkah, it creates a Sukkah. On Sukkah, it creates a Sukkah. And therefore, on Sukkah, which falls on Shabbos, you could have two parallel walls within a lechi. The Gemara also mentioned that the Migu goes on the reverse way as well. That on Sukkah, we don't need Aime Merubala parts. We don't need it to be that there's more wall than gaps. And on Sukkah, which falls on Shabbos, Migu, that we could have something which is a Sukkah without it being Aime Merubala parts. We could have it that it's a Kasher a Sukkah. So on Shabbos, I would also create a Rishas Yachid. Because Migu, then on Sukkah, it's considered a Sukkah. So on Shabbos, we could consider it a Rishas Yachid. So now the Gemara says like this, Gufa, we mentioned that Amar Rabbah had said, that sikech agabi mavui sheyesh lo lechi ksheira, that if a person puts schach on top of a mavui mafulish, two parallel walls with a lechi, so that's kosher, like we just said, because migud, it's a rishus yachid in Shabbos, so it's considered a rishus yachid, it's considered a sukkah in sukkahs. That's what Rabbah said. Now the Gemara adds another halacha that Rabbah once said. Va'amar Rabbah said a different halacha, similar halacha, that sikech agabi pasi birois, that if let's say a person puts schach on top of pasi birois, so that's also going to be ksheira. That's also going to be a good sukkah, because migu, that's considered a rishus yachid in Shabbos, it's considered a sukkah in sukkahs. And again, just the chazer over what pasi birois is, we had it in Erevin. Pasi birois is when Klaisa was traveling to be oilel regel, so often there was a bar of mayim in the middle of the midbar, like Rashi shows the picture over here on the top of the amud. You could have a bar with mayim. Now that bar was often a rishus yachid, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, so it was considered a rishus yachid. So now to take water out of the well and to feed it to their animals would be a problem of Vaitzah, taking it from the Rishas HaYachid into the Rishas HaRabim, or perhaps to a Carmelis. So Chazal were said, though, that if you have Pasi Birois, which is these four double posts, like Rashi draws over here, with an Amma going in each direction, these four double posts, so that Midarais is considered a Rishas HaYachid, and they were matter such a Rishas HaYachid, for Litzarech, the Oilel Regalim, they were matter them to be able to get the water. So they were matter this to consider it a rishus yachid. So Rabbi said that migu that on Shabbos that's considered a rishus yachid. So who I did on Sukkot it also would be considered a kasher sukkah if you would put schach on top of these four double posts. So that would also be considered a kasher sukkah. So that's the second thing the Rabbi said. Similar type of migu. That migu the first one was by a mavui mafulash and the second one is by the pasi birois. And now says the Gemara v'tzricha. Now we need both memras. Di ashmiin and mavui. If Rabbi would have just told us this heter of putting schach on top of a mavui mafulosh, I would say misham dika shtei defanus mal yasa. The reason why that works is because the ma'isa, you have this ma'ilo that you have two full walls. You have two parallel full walls. Avol gabe pasi birois to like a shtei defanus mal yasa. But when it comes to pasi birois, but you don't have any full walls. You don't have two. You don't have any full walls. So emaloya would have thought that we wouldn't allow such a thing in sukkahs. V'yashmin and pasi birois, and if the rabbi would have just told us the heter of pasi birois, putting schach on the four double posts, misham deika shem arba tefanes. I would say the reason why that's good is because the ma'isa of the milo that you have a shame of four walls, even though none of them are complete walls, but you have four walls. Avosike chalgabi mavoi delaka shem arba tefanes. But when you put it on top of a mavoi mafulish, where you don't have a shame arba tefanes, say maloya would have thought that maybe that doesn't work, and therefore Rabba needed to tell us this din by both these places. Now viash mina hanitarti, and if Rabba would have just told us the din by these two cases, that we say say migu from Shabbos to Sukkos. The migu that something's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachal in Shabbos, so it's also considered a kasher Sukkah, I would have said it's dafka mechamir to lekilta, that the dafka goes in that direction, from Shabbos to Sukkos. Because on Shabbos is more chamer than Sukkos. So if Shabbos something's considered its own Rosh Hashanah, so then on Sukkos we could also make it considered its own Rosh Hashanah. But to go from something more kal to something more chamer, like from Sukkot to Shabbos, and to allow to consider something Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it's even though it's not Aimi Meruba Laparutz, so Aimalai. So I would have said that you can't make such a migu. Therefore, Tzricha, that Rabbi told us that no, it also goes the other way, that we could also make a migu from Sukkot to Shabbos, that migu that you don't need Aimi Meruba Laparutz and in Sukkah, you also don't need that in Shabbos when it's Chal on Sukkot. That's interesting, Stam. The Gemara mentions that the Maila of Pasi B'Rois is that there's a shame Arba Defanes. That there's a shame Arba Defanes that even though it's not, none of them are full walls, but there's a shame Arba Defanes. I believe we mentioned earlier a Shaila of whether or not there's a Maila to have four walls. Is we pask that you only need Shtaim Kil Chasson, you only need three walls. Shtaim Kil Chasson and Shlishas Afilu Tefach. Is there a Maila to have four walls? So this Gemara I thought was a little bit mashma like that, that there's a Maila to have four walls. The Gemara says that what's the Maila of Pasi B'Rois? Because there's a shame Arba Defanais. Why is that a Milo? Say there's a shame Gimel Defanais. Who needs the fourth wall? The Milo over here by Pasi B'Rois is because there's a shame three walls. There's a shame Gimel Defanais. Why is the Gemara mentioning a shame Arba Defanais? It's a little bit mashma perhaps that there is a Milo of having four walls. Anyway, says the Gemara right there. V'shechamasam ruba mitzilas apsula. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you have a sukkah, that the schach, that the sukkah, that there's more sunlight in the sukkah than there is shade, if there's more sun than there is shade, so psula the sukkah is pasul. So now there's two ways that sunlight could get into a sukkah. Sunlight could get in from the top, if there's too many gaps in the schach, so sunlight could come in from the top. Sunlight could technically also come in from the sides, if the walls aren't walled off completely, so sun could get in from the sides of the sukkah. So when the Mishnah says that if there's more sun than shade, the sukkah is pasul, what does that mean? Does the dafka mean from the schach, or does that even mean from the sides? So says the Gemara Tanur Rabbana, and we learned that chamasa machmas sikuch v'loy machmas stefanes. It's only pasul if there's sunlight that comes from the schach, meaning that it comes from having gaps in the schach. But it's not a problem if you have a lot of sunlight which is coming in from the sides. Even if there's more sun than shade, if the sun is all coming in from the sides, that's not a problem. Rabbi Yoshia Aymer, however, Rabbi Yoshia said that no, af machmas defanes, that even if the sunlight is coming in from the sides, that's also considered a psul of chamasa meruba mitzilasa, that the sukkah would be possible. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yemer bar Shalmia, Bishmei de Abaye, my time at Rabbi Yoshia. What's the reason for Rabbi Yoshia that he says that it's even a problem if the sunlight's coming in from the sides? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, V'sakoisa ala arayin es ha-pareichas. The Torah describes that you're supposed to put the pareichas, which separates the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kodashim. So you put up this pareichas, and it says a lashon of V'sakoisa ala arayin. So now, pareichas mechitza, the pareichas was a divider, it separates the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'kakari Rachman Neschacha. And what do you see? That the Torah describes putting it up as V'sakoisa, that you should use it as Schach. So Alma Mechitza Keschach Be'inan. So you must be to teach us this idea that the Mechitza has to be like schach, that just like there's a problem if sun comes in from the top from the schach, so too there's a problem if sun comes in from the walls. That was Rabbi Yoshi's Makor. However, Rabbanan, ahu de nechaf leporta de mechzik schach. Rabbanan say that no, avada mechitza is not called schach, a mechitza doesn't have to be similar to schach. The reason why the Torah says, describes the pareichas as visa koisa, is to teach us that the pareichas is supposed to be bent over a little bit at the top towards the arin. Since it's supposed to be bent over, that's why it's called schach. That's what the Rabbanan learned from this pasuk, that the Torah describes it as schach to teach us this idea that the parecha should be bent over it a little bit. But nothing to do with sukkah, that the walls have to provide shade. Rather, the Rabbanan hold that it's only the schach that has to provide shade, and if sunlight comes in from the sides, that's not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, he made a cheshbon, he made a tally, and it comes out like this, that Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, V'Acherim, all of these different Tanoim, Kulu, Sfirlu, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. If you go through the sugyas, you'll see that these shitas all hold, that these Tanoim all hold, that the Sukkah needs to be a Diras Keva, it has to be more house-like. All of these Tanoim, Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi, even though Rabbi is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi. So these are two different Tanayim. So it's Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshe, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, all these different Tanayim, Rabbi Eliezer and the Acherim, they all hold that the Sukkah needs to be Keva. Now the Gemara is going to go through each one to show where we see that these different Tanayim hold that the Sukkah needs to be Keva. So Rabbi Detanya, we see that Rabbi holds that the Sukkah needs to be Keva, like we learned in the Braiso, that Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi had said, Kol Sukkah She'em Ba Arba Amis, Al Arba Amis Psula, a Sukkah needs to be 4x4 Amis, a very large shear. Why does a Sukkah have to be so large? It must be because Rabbi holds that the Sukkah needs to be Keva. Rabbi Yoshia, what's the idea? Where do we see that Rabbi Yoshia holds a Sukkah needs to be Keva? That's Hada Amran, that's what we just said, that Rabbi Yoshia Shita is that the sukkah has to provide that even if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa from the defanais, that's also going to be a problem. So that's the makar that Rabbi Yoshia holds that the sukkah needs to be keva. That's why he holds that it even has to be that there's shade, that there's no sun coming from the sides. Rabbi Yehuda, where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah needs to be keva? Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah, that sukkah shigavay lamailo me'esrim ama psula Rabbi Yehuda machshir, that Rabbi Yehuda held that the sukkah even taller than 20 amos is kosher. So how could he be machshir more than 20 amos? It's keva. Must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah is keva, which is interesting because Rabbi Yehuda never said that the sukkah needs to be taller than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda just said that it could be. So how do you see from there that the sukkah needs to be a diras keva? But that's what the Bai says, that you see from Rabbi Yehuda that the sukkah is diras keva. Rabbi Shimon, the Tani, we learned in the Braiso that shtayim keolchasan ushlishes afilu tefach. The Chachamim hold that the sukkah just needs to have three walls, the third being a tefach. Rabbi Shimon, aimer shloisha keolchasan v'shrevias afilu tefach. A sukkah needs to have four walls, with the fourth one being a tefach. A tremendous amount of walls, meaning it has to be almost completely walled off. Why? It must be. Reb Shimon holds that the sukkah needs to be bias-like. It needs to be keva, it needs to be permanent, and therefore needs to have four walls, the fourth one being a tefach. Beishamai holds that the sukkah is, Rabbi Gamliel, where do we see that Rabbi Gamliel holds that the sukkah needs to be keva? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. If a person builds a sukkah on the top of a wagon, or Bereisha Sfino, or on a boat, so Rabbi Gamliel, Paisa, Rabbi Akiva Machshir, so we're going to discuss this more in the Gemara later on, Daf Chaf Beis, I believe it is. But Al Kapanim, you see that Rabbi Gamliel held that the sukkah is possible. Why is the sukkah possible? Must be because he holds that the sukkah needs to be keva. It needs to be keva, and therefore you can't have a sukkah that's on top of a boat. Beishamai, where do you see that Beishamai holds that the sukkah needs to be keva? The Tan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Mishaya Raisha Virubai Besukkah, Veshochana Besai Chabayas, a person who was sitting in the sukkah, and his table was in the house, so Beishamai Paisan, who Beisil Machshirin, Beishamai says it's possible. Beishamai holds that the table needs to be in the sukkah. The sukkah itself needs to be large enough that it could contain the table. Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. Why? It must be because Beishamai holds that the sukkah needs to be keva, which the Rishonim point out is very interesting, because it comes out, in Abai's list, we have Rebbe and Beishamai who both say that the sukkah needs to be keva, but Rebbe holds that the sukkah needs to be keva, and therefore it needs to be dal al dal damais. Beishamai holds it needs to be keva, and therefore it's zayin al zayin tfachim, a much smaller shear. So the Rishonim point out that even though all these different Tanayim hold that the sukkah is diras keva, the way that manifestates itself, the Tanayim could argue with. And Rebbe doesn't hold like Beishamai, and Beishamai doesn't hold like Rebbe. Not all these shitas, even though they all hold one common denominator that they all hold of, is that a sukkah needs to be keva, the way that they hold it, that's supposed to manifestate itself, is lav dafka the same. And they can even argue, it could be lefi Beishamai, a sukkah that's larger than 20 amos is possible. It could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a sukkah only needs to be vaval vav tfachim, like Beis Hillel. The shitas don't necessarily hold of each other. They just all hold of one common denominator, that in some sort of way, a sukkah is a diras keva. Taisus points it out over here, also Dibra Maskel Kulu, that the shitas are not, they don't necessarily agree with each other, they just all hold of the same common denominator that a sukkah needs to be keva. Says the Gemara Veiter, that Rabbi Eliezer, where do we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds, where do we see it that he holds that the sukkah is diras keva? Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah, ha'isa sukkasa kamin srif, if a person builds a sukkah like a teepee, so there's no roof, aisha samcha l'kaisel, or he leans one
like a, he leans the schach on against the wall. So there's also, again, there's no roof. So Rabbi Eliezer paisel levisha ein lo gag. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible because there's no roof. V'chachamim machshirin. The chachamim say it's kosher. Which again, this exact case we'll discuss more in detail later. But the point is that you see, Rabbi Eliezer was paisel. Why? Must be because he holds that the sukkah needs to be keva. And then lastly, says the Gemara, Acherim, where do we see that Acherim, who's Rabbi Meir, that Acherim hold that a sukkah needs to be keva? The Tanya, we learned in the Braiso, Acherim, Aimrim, sukkah, asuya, kesheivach, psula. That if you have a sukkah which is round, like a coop, so that's gonna be puzzle, if yishein lazavyois, because it doesn't have any corners. And a bias, something which is keva, generally has corners, since the sukkah that's kamin sheivach is round, is very not bias-like, it's not keva, therefore Acherim held that it's puzzle. Clearly, Acherim holds that the sukkah needs to be keva. So that's what Abai meant when he said that all these different Tanayim hold that the sukkah is dires keva.